you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. Each week on Get Inspired Radio, we will bring you guests that have overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who will share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. Connect with me after the show through AskSueLondon.com. That address again is AskSueLondon.com. I would love to hear your comments about the show and any ideas that you may have for future segments. Over the past couple of days, I've been doing a lot of reflecting. Yesterday, my oldest daughter, she moved into a new house. 23 years ago, I was forced to bed rest when I was pregnant with her. I had complications arise during the pregnancy. And yesterday, as I was on helping her unpack and organize things in her new place, I couldn't help but just feel so proud of her and about all the great things that she's changing in her life and who she's really becoming. She's such an incredibly beautiful person. I'm so proud of her. And now today, my youngest daughter has her prom. And as I sat watching her get her hair done and her makeup, and I just, was watching her, so proud of her too. I started reflecting once again and feeling very grateful. You see, 18 years ago, a doctor asked me to consider making a choice between my life or hers due to having Crohn's disease flaring up and my weight went down to 80 pounds. So I made the choice at that time to fire my doctor, and here I went on to deliver this beautiful, healthy baby girl. So as I joined in the fun today, I just felt so grateful for both of us to be alive to enjoy this special time together. I felt so grateful for all the small things that our family enjoys on a regular basis. So now my question to you is, are you taking time out of your busy schedule to enjoy those small but very important moments? Take the time to be in the present and feel grateful for all of the people and all of the situations in your life. You'll look back, you'll be grateful that you did. Before we start the show today, I want to take a minute and I want to say a special thank you to my sponsors for helping me to help others. To learn more about my sponsors, please visit my website, AskSueLondon.com, and visit the radio show page on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Now, I am so excited to share this guest with you and this topic today because I think it's a real important one. The topic today is how to manage your emotions so that you can have more wealth. And my very special guest is my friend, Chaney Wiener. Chaney Wiener is a sought-after authority on human potential and personal development. He is the founder of the Chaney Institute of Human Potential, an organization dedicated to empowering people worldwide in all seven areas of life by helping them discover their hidden brilliance and uniqueness based on what is most important to them. An acknowledged transformational leader and a leading expert on success and rating human potential, Chaney has inspired millions of people around the world, sharing his breakthrough methods for personal and professional success in the seven different areas of life. His signature Breakthrough to Achievement program, along with his various courses and programs, are the culmination of more than 22 years of multidisciplinary study. Chaney is often approached by the media for his inspiring insights and advice. His work has been featured on Montel Across America with Montel Williams, Hollywood Confidential with Lisa Gibbons, Hay House Radio, and on, hundreds of radio shows throughout the world. So without any further delay, I want to welcome my friend Chaney Wiener to the show. Welcome to Get Inspired Radio, Chaney.
Thank you for having me, Sue, and I must send out some other thank yous. One to you, certainly one to Chris, and one for Dr. Pat. So, Pat, if you're listening, thank you for having Sue on your network, on the show, and I appreciate you all. Thank you.
Well, that's great, and I'm so glad we've got this technology working that we can hear your voice tonight. So this is all wonderful.
Now, yeah, I just want to mention something really quick, just to correct
on
my last name. It's Weiner.
Weiner. Okay, I'm very sorry. I've always called you that. I'm sorry, Weiner.
I know.
Thank you for correcting that.
I'm thinking, you know, we've spoken on the phone, and I'm thinking, you know, I was kind of getting a flashback to high school because I used to be called Weiner in high school.
Oh, is that right? Well, maybe that's where I'm getting it from. Maybe I, you know, at another time we met or something.
Now,
Chaney, before we get started, I just want to share with our listeners our call-in number because today you have the opportunity to phone in and ask Chaney your questions. So the number that you're going to call is 800-930-2819. Again, that number, folks, is 800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So I'm ready for you. Bring them on, and I'll share those questions with Chaney. Now, Chaney, we're talking about managing your emotions so, you know, people can have more wealth. Many people typically associate wealth with money. While this is true, you speak of wealth in a much broader sense. Can you explain this further and what you mean by wealth?
Yeah, in addition to having wealth in the form of money, or some people refer to it as financial wealth, you can have wealth in any of the seven areas of life. One of them we just mentioned is money or finances. You can have wealth in your spirituality. You can have wealth in your mindset, in your career, in your family, your relationships. You can have wealth in your social network, and you can have wealth in your physical health. And the reason for thinking, or for really thinking of wealth in this way, mm-hmm. is to have you realize that you already have wealth in your life. Thing is, it just may be in a different form, and this is based on one's values or what's most important to them. So if, let's say, you have a husband and a wife, let's say the wife, the highest values or things that are most important in her life are her family, well, her wealth is going to be in her family. If her mm-hmm. husband, the most important things to him are business and finances, well, that's where his wealth is going to be. So it's important to, again, acknowledge that and know that you have wealth. And if you want to change that form of wealth, then there's a way to go about shifting the values to bring what you want to be most important and higher up, and what you want to attract into your life higher up on that values list. And then you attract the wealth in the form that you would like to have it in.
Okay, okay. Well, and as you know my story, Chaney, for me, wealth means having my health, because I have found if you don't have your health, you really don't have very much in your life, right? So that's my story.
It's interesting that you bring that up, because that's actually my number one value as well. And mm-hmm. to really find out what's most important in your life, just see what your life is currently demonstrating. And I know with me, I love to work out, fitness and health, so I can say that health to me is my number one value, and we share that.
Yeah, it's so true. Now, let me ask you this. You speak about the number one obstacle holding people back from having more wealth that very few people are aware of, and that is the ability for someone to manage their emotions. Can you discuss this further?
It's Warren Buffett who pretty much says, until you can manage your emotions, don't ever expect to be able to manage wealth. And I like to say, until you can manage your emotions, don't expect to be able to manage your life. And I just want to make it clear what I mean by these emotions. This could be emotions of fear or guilt, regret, resentment, stress, depression, could be betrayal, a form or grief and loss, and intimidation or minimizing yourself to others. So it's important to be able to manage these emotions, because it does affect one's ability to have that wealth and attract that wealth, and especially to keep that wealth, and that's the key. So you always want to come from a poised, and as I like to say, a poised and present mind, because what that does is it allows you to tap into your magnificence, your brilliance, and your genius, and that's when you come up with that idea, that product, or that service that actually attracts the wealth to you. So you want to be in that poised, I like to use that word a lot, in that poised and present state, because that's when you're at your finest.
Good, good. Well, we're down to having to go to a commercial here now. So, folks, if you've just tuned in, I'm your host, Sue London, on Get Inspired Radio, and today we have Chaney Weiner here discussing how to manage your emotions so you can have more wealth. One more time, I want to share with you before the break the call-in number, because I really encourage you all to call in. So that number is 800-930-2819. And also have your questions. You can send them to me through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com. So, folks, you're listening to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London and my guest, Chaney Weiner. We're going to take a quick break right now, and when we come back, we're going to explore more about this empowering subject, how to manage your emotions so you can have more wealth. Okay? So stay tuned, and we're going to be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Chaney Weiner, and the topic is how to manage your emotions so that you can have more wealth. Before the break, Chaney was sharing information about financial wealth. But before we continue, Chaney, can you share your contact information with everybody?
Absolutely. They can go to my site. That's www.chaneyweiner.com. I'll spell that as chaneyweiner.com. And they go there, they put in their name and email, and they get a free five-lesson mini course.
Good. Well, that's great. And, guys, I really encourage you to, you know, check that out. Chaney's just so full of such great knowledge, and this is really a good opportunity for you to take and learn from this. Now, Chaney, we want to help our listeners to create the life that they desire. So also involved in managing your emotions is that of having your buttons pushed, becoming emotionally charged negatively. Can you discuss this further and how it relates to someone being able to achieve greater wealth in their life?
Yeah, before the break, I was talking about having a poised mind.
Yeah, that's right.
I said I was going to keep mentioning that, so I'm sticking to my word.
Yeah, go for it.
And I want to give a little metaphor to answer this question. Just think if you took a rock, let's say a little pebble, and you threw it in a lake, you get little ripples that go out. If you take a big boulder, if you could pick it up and throw it in the water, you have big, big ripples going out, and they go out further and further. Mm-hmm. Let's say it was maybe in a big, big lake, and let's say a big ship went by or a big boat, bigger ripples would go out. And I'm bringing that metaphor up for a reason, because when someone has their buttons pushed, or they become emotionally charged, they're sending out that energy into the universe in much the same way that those ripples go out in the water. Now, obviously, we can't see this visually. This is a lot more, let's say, intangible, if you will, but it's really important to understand this because, in fact, I'll even mention this a little further. Even Napoleon Hill, who wrote Think and Grow Rich, he talks about this in Law of Success, and he calls it unseen forces, if you will. And the reason I bring this up is because many times people will have their buttons pushed, they'll want to vent, and they'll blow off steam thinking that that's going to actually calm them down, but you're still putting that energy out there, and you'll have a tendency to attract weird stuff or things may not go the way that you want them. So that's why it's important to be aware of this, and then when these situations come up, know how to handle them, know the right questions to ask, so you, again, are poised and present.
Now, let me ask you this, because, you know, when people feel their buttons are pressed, they have to release that. What techniques do you share to people to release that?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. And to answer that question, I want to bring up about a person who I had in my Breakthrough to Achieve program. It centers right around what we're speaking about. She was she was really emotionally charged money-wise.
Okay.
She was in debt, credit card bills, the whole thing, and she saw herself as being financially unstable. What was emotionally charging her was that she was financially unstable. So I asked her a simple question. I said, well, how is your financial instability, how is it benefiting you in your life right now? And at first she said, well, it's not. I said, well, you can't see a situation as having more positives than negatives or negatives than positives. So in her case, she was seeing all the negatives. So I said, well, how is it helping you? How is it benefiting you?
Yeah.
And then as I started guiding her along, she started to see it. She said, well, it's helping me become more aware of how to manage my money now. It's helping me to become more responsible and to think things out. It's helping me to put a value on myself. It helps me to learn how to communicate with more certainty and decisiveness. And those were just some of the answers she gave. So that helped her in dissolving that misperception or that imbalanced perception. Now, there's one other part to this that was involved as well, and that she had a lot of guilt towards her husband and her son. So I asked her, well, how is your financial instability benefiting them?
Yep.
So that allowed her to dissolve the guilt, and then the first question I mentioned allowed her to dissolve that fear of it. And she went through this, and it took her about 5 hours to break through that particular block. And that was really important for her. And then she realized that she had other ones that she took this technique and went through. So that's a great way to go about it. So for anyone listening, if you have a situation like that, look for the opposite and see how it benefits you, because it does. It's just a matter of you becoming more aware of it and seeing it.
Wow, that's amazing. That's good information to look at. I know for me to shift my energy, I'll get out and I'll do exercise, and that helps me to release as well. I'm always focusing on the positive, but for me to release, I have to exercise. So it's interesting how people do things differently, right?
That's pretty interesting. You know, bring up about the exercise, because I do the you know, I go and work out in a gym. But in addition to that, I'm also doing what I just explained to you in situations that come up with me, because I'm very well aware. In fact, these aren't even my opinions. The universe that we live in, every event has an equal amount of positives and negatives. We just filter out and label it one way or the other based on our values. So that's why you ask the question to balance out, and then that's when you can come from that poised mind that I spoke about earlier.
Yeah, that's good. Now, let me ask you, most of the time when people have their buttons pushed, they associate that with negative situations. And we talked a little bit about that, what you were saying. They become emotionally charged negatively. What most people are not aware of is that they can become emotionally charged positively, and that this actually attracts the negative situations that people look to avoid. So we kind of touched a bit on it, but can you speak further about that and how it will affect the financial wealth?
Yes, this is.
Do you have another story?
This is really important. This is a really important one, and one that a lot of people don't particularly speak about and teach, because you could become emotionally charged positively just as much as negatively. And what I mean by being charged or emotionally charged positively is being cocky or puffed up, elated, thinking I've arrived. It's those types of emotions, and especially having an excessively more amount of positives. The negatives, because the bottom line is, when people get into those states, they will attract some kind of weird event from the universe that will balance out or equilibrate them. So typically what I'll tell people is, if you have a situation, in fact, a great example of this is what happens to people when they win the lottery.
Yes.
And that explains, but we don't quite often hear about it, that explains why 95%, I'm sure you've heard the statistic, 95% of the people who win the lottery, I believe it's within 3 years, are back to where they were financially before they won the lottery. And it has to do with managing their emotions. They get elated, they start bragging about it, they start doing foolish things, they get taken out of that poised state. So what you want to do, if you have something that's coming your way, that's really above something that you've ever experienced before, something else you can do, you can ask the questions. You can say, okay, well, what are the accountabilities? What are the new responsibilities? What are the new pain and pleasures that are coming along with this? Because unless you do that and you bring down that elation, you will, it's not a question of if you will at some point attract something to balance you out. With the lottery example, people will come at them, they'll lend money to this person, and then all of a sudden, they're out of money. So it's a matter of being able to manage your emotions from the positive end and just to ask these types of questions. I can go a lot deeper, but that's just the general basis of it and what you do in those types of situations.
Now, let me ask you this, because, you know, a lot of people, they have worthy issues. Do you think, what's your thoughts on that? You know, people who have worthy issues, the self-worth and not loving themselves and lack of funds. You want to touch on that?
Well, we could do a whole show on that one.
I know. That's just coming to me to share that with you. So, you know, maybe we've got some people listening with that.
That goes, in a sense, back to what I was saying before about the woman who had the guilt towards her husband and towards her son. And in her particular case, it was the guilt towards them. But in other people's cases, it could be guilt towards whatever it is for them. So that's why you want to ask those types of questions, because anytime someone's got a guilt, in fact, many times people who are altruistic have a hidden guilt. And I've worked with people with this, and when you start to ask these types of questions, you'll find it, and that's why you ask the question, well, how would it benefit somebody else, like I was telling you about the woman. So if someone's got that issue coming up, and you mentioned about self-worth, same thing. So it's important to be aware of this and know what question to ask at the right time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I've heard of, like, when I'm coaching somebody, I use the Sedona method. Is there a certain method that you use with your clients?
Yeah, I studied under John DeMartini, who was in the Secret, and I use his DeMartini method as part of what I teach. I also bring in some other methods and stuff that I do as well. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the questions that I was just mentioning before was a piece of his method, and it's very powerful because it gets people to balance out the misperceptions. Because, like William James, the father of human psychology, said, human beings can alter their lives by altering their perceptions and attitudes and minds. So it's all perceptual based, and that's the key. Because when you dissolve those perceptions and balance them out, you dissolve the emotional baggage. You really start to get more creative, and that's like I said earlier, it's when you come up with that product, that service, that idea that can bring you more money or more relationships, whatever it is. Because most of the times people are not attracting what they want because they got that junk laying around in their mind called emotional baggage, and this is how you go about dissolving it.
Yeah, that's great. Now, you know what, Chaney, we got to take another break here shortly, so can you hold that thought? And what I want to do now is take a break. But before we go on the break, I want to share with everyone that call-in number, because I want to encourage you all to call in and ask Chaney your questions. So that number you call, folks, is 800-930-2819. Again, I'll repeat that for you. It's 800-930-2819. Also, ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And make sure that you visit my website, AskSueLondon.com. Lots of inspiring information with my contact information as well. So, guys, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with Chaney in just a couple minutes.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back. And it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Chaney Weiner here today, and we're talking about how to manage your emotions so that you can have more wealth. Before the break, we were talking about how our negative emotions can affect us financially. Chaney, before we go any further, can I just get you again to share your contact information with everybody so they can connect with you after the show?
Yes, that's www.chaneyweiner.com, chaneyweiner.com.
Perfect. Okay, I got a question for you. There's many people who, when they become who come across a challenging or stressful situation, or a situation or a person that pushes their buttons, emotionally charges them, they feel the need to vent or blow off steam, or to feel the need to get things off their chest. You speak about this and say this is holding people back in different areas of their lives. Can we go into more detail about that?
Yeah, and this is a great question because this stems off of what I was talking about earlier when I was mentioning that metaphor about throwing the rock in the water. And except in this particular case, when you're venting and you're blowing off steam, you're sending that energy out into the universe. And it's interesting because most people will say, well, I want to blow off steam because it makes me feel better. And in a sense, and I'm not saying it's the same thing, but you can you can equate that to a drug high. Some people may take drugs, some people may drink, some people may go out and play golf, other people will vent and blow off steam. So it's important to be aware of that, and it's really interesting because I know many people in personal development and self-help will actually say it's okay to vent and blow off steam, and I completely disagree with that because, let me say it like this. There's two ends of the spectrum, so to speak. There's people who suppress or as I like to say, shove it under the rug, so if something comes up, they'll just be quiet and just suppress it or repress it. And then the opposite end is venting and blowing off steam. And in either case, think of that rock thrown into the water, ripples go out. Well, that's your energy that you're putting out into the universe. So again, you want to come from that poised and present state. So if you have a challenging situation that comes up, you want to ask, well, how is that situation benefiting me? And if the situation were to go exactly the way I wanted it to go, how would that be a drawback to me? Because many times people set unrealistic expectations and they have fantasies about a particular situation. And in fact, that's another way to learn how to manage your emotions. Know how to ask these questions because we don't live in a one-sided world. We live in a two-sided world. So if somebody is challenging you, that's benefiting you. And when you have a real high level of awareness and you know the questions to ask and how to handle a situation, you don't need to vent or blow off steam. You don't need to suppress it. You know how to ask the question, look how it benefits you, and then you transcend that level and go to the next higher level in your life. You grow is really what I'm getting at.
And, you know, when you're talking about, you know, blowing off steam, getting angry, this kind of thing, I find for me that the level of vibration I'm at now, if I were ever to do something like that, I would physically be ill. I'm not at that place anymore. So it's really interesting that how it can really affect you physically and emotionally.
And in fact, there's something else I want to mention about this since what you just said, in a sense, triggered off what I'm about to say.
Okay, sure.
And that is, I want to make this clear. I'll say this about myself. I'm really good at being able to do this, but there is no such thing as a person who never has their buttons pushed. It's just a question of how you react and handle it.
Yes.
So I've gotten asked this question many times from people. They'll say, well, you never get emotionally charged. No, everybody does. The question is, how do you handle it? Do you handle the situation, let's say on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most emotionally charged you could possibly get, are you handling it at a 10 or are you handling it at a 1? So we're always oscillating, if you will, around that type of thing, but again, how you react and how you handle a situation is what counts. Now, for me, if you know, if I have a situation that comes up, maybe someone pushed my buttons, I'll know, I prepare myself to know how to ask the question. You know, it may be there for about a minute, maybe a few seconds, versus someone else who they may have, it may be running their life for 20 years.
And you know how I look at it when I'm talking with people, I always say, be the producer and not the actor in the scene. Because when you're the producer, you'll handle it differently. That's kind of how I do it. Yeah. Sorry, you want to say something?
That's a good way to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you, many people are aware of the Madoff situation in which those who gave him money, in their perception, lost millions of dollars. How would you explain this further and how it applies to those people who may be in a similar situation where they feel they got ripped off?
Yeah, this is a real big one because a lot of people, in fact, I'm going to share a story about me along this line after I mention what I'm going to say right now. And typically people, when someone says that so-and-so ripped me off or so-and-so stole money from me, take the time and really trace it back. At some point in time, that particular person who was saying that had some type of an unrealistic expectation or some fantasy that something was going to happen a certain way. In the case of Bernie Madoff, now I don't know the people personally, but I guarantee, I'm absolutely certain if you take the time, and these people took the time and looked, they would see they had some kind of an expectation. Oh, if I give this guy money, he's going to turn my money into millions and millions of dollars. Or they had a fantasy that, well, I give this guy the money, I'm going to make 1,000 times more the amount. It's there. It's just a question of where it is. Now, this is not to excuse or to... Well, let me say, this isn't to blame or not blame anybody, and I'll get into that in a minute. I want to share my story around this so I can demonstrate that I'm living what I'm teaching here.
Yes.
I had a situation. I got into a business with someone. It was in a fitness because I come from a fitness background. I went in partners with this person. This person lived in California. I was supposed to give him $75,000. I gave him $30,000. I moved out to California. You know, moving expenses, the whole thing. I got out there. Within 2 weeks, I sensed something wasn't right, and I backed out. I never got my money back, and between expenses and paying him, it ended up costing me over $100,000. Now, I never blamed this person. I never said, you ripped me off, even though everybody around me said, this guy ripped you off. I used these questions. I said, well, how did that situation benefit me? If it didn't happen, what would have been the drawbacks? I could tell you right now, if that situation didn't happen, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now. I would have gone down a different path. And in fact, I even wrote this person an email, and I pretty much was very grateful and thankful for that situation. And I just want to mention one other thing about this, because this does come up when I speak about this. I did not forgive him. And I want to explain that because many people go around and speak about forgiving people.
Yes.
Especially in a situation of if someone feels or perceives that they were ripped off, I'm going to forgive this person. I don't teach forgiveness in that sense because anytime you are forgiving someone, you still have an emotional charge around it. And I realized that, and that's why I didn't forgive him. I thanked him. I was grateful. And that's why I don't carry that emotional charge anymore. And if there is a such thing as forgiveness, it's thank you for giving me this experience so I can grow and evolve. And that's exactly how I handled the situation with him. So anyone listening, I encourage you to think about this. I'm not telling you to go out and you must do this or you have to do this. I just want everyone to become aware of this. That's why I shared that story. And just to say, hey, you know, people come into your life, they're teachers, they're there to help you. Basically, they're there to wake you up to realize your magnificence and brilliance. So be grateful for that instead of being, you know, blaming them or forgiving them or saying they ripped you off. Be thankful, be grateful, and learn from it, and then move on to the next level in your life.
Yeah, that's great, because I always say, like, I look at that every person and every situation comes in my life for a reason. And, you know, what lesson is it that I'm supposed to learn from it? That's really a good message to put out there. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, and I wanted to particularly mention about that forgiveness part, because a lot of times, and this goes back to what I was saying earlier, a lot of times people think, well, I'll forgive this person and it'll be over with. Not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
So, some people listening will say, well, you must forgive people because you'll still have an emotional charge. That's not necessarily true. Now, everybody's got a different definition of this, so that's why I explained my story and what I did. And just a side note to that story, he never responded to my email.
Wow. Interesting, isn't it? Go ahead.
But the thing is, I want to mention one more thing on this. It didn't matter if he responded or how he reacted. What counted was how I reacted and how I handled that situation. And I can honestly say, like I said before, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now. So I'm grateful for that, and I don't have the charge on it. In fact, I really never did.
And that's what it comes down to. That's the most important, you know, thing for us to know. It's about us, you know? Yeah, that's great. Chaney, we're like out of time together for our talk here today. Can you share with everybody your contact information for everybody to connect with you?
Yeah, they can go to www.chaneyweiner.com. And again, if you put in your name and email, they get that free 5-lesson mini course. So I encourage everyone to go check that out.
Now, that's great, and folks, please check that out. Now, Chaney, I'm going to put you on the spot because I know you love to talk like I do. In 30 seconds, what message of inspiration do you want to leave with the listeners today?
Well, for anyone who's listening and you have those challenging moments that come up in your life, always ask the question, how is this benefiting me? How is this benefiting my mission? How is this benefiting my vision and what it is that's most important to me in my life? Because if everything you may see today as being challenging or bad or not serving a purpose, you'll realize 5, 10, 20 years down the road that it was everything you needed on your journey. So instead of waiting that 5, 10, 20 years, realize it today, ask that question, and come up with the answer, and you will move through your life in a very transcendent type of way.
That's great. Well, Chaney, thank you so much for being here today. Folks, I encourage you to check out Chaney's information. Chaney, as always, my friend, you've got great knowledge to share with the world, and I appreciate you, and thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Sue. You have a great day. Okay.
Thanks. This is Sue London with Get Inspired Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I will share with you some additional inspiring thoughts to help you to create the life that you desire. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
Do you dream of being on the Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Before I start and share you some tools and techniques, I understand during the break that a very special listener called in, Mary Lito. I want to welcome you to the show, and I want to encourage you to call in. Even though we don't have Cheney on our interview now, he is still on hold, so I understand you got a question, but you kind of got shy there. Call in, and you know, we'll bring him back on, and you can ask your question. I really want to help you with your giving you the right answers to help you to create the life you desire. This is what this show is all about, folks. Don't be shy. Call in. And to call in, that number you're going to call is 800 930-2819. And again, you can ask your questions through the chat line on, if you go to the instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com. Okay, go there, either spot, and we can answer your questions. Okay, so again, Mary, wonderful to have you listening to the show. Now, I want to share with you that I personally have gone through illness, disease, divorce, near death, and I was given just 30 minutes to live in my life. Not only did I survive, heal, and I moved forward, but I soared above it all, and I created a wonderful new life for myself. And so I'm here to help you to get there also. So if you're looking for inspiration for yourself or for your children, I want to encourage you to go to my website, AskSueLondon.com. You click on the books tab, and there you can learn my personal story of healing in my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And if you've got children going through things, situations, health, mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, situations happening in their life, I encourage you to check out my books in the Rocky Journeys book series. And these books have really made a positive difference for a lot of children around the world, and I know they can help yours also. And as a motivational speaker, I am available to come to your area to inspire your group. So connect with me through my website, AskSueLondon.com. All my contact information is there for you. Now, I want to share a couple of tools with you for the tip of the week. Now, these tools I want to give you are tools to help you to release negative emotion. During this show today, we talked about clearing lots of your negative emotions, changing your mindset. Negativity can affect our health, prevent us from soaring to the next level, and it can prevent us from having more money, just to name a few things. The tool that I want to share with you right now is a tool called Writing a Total Truth Letter. This process helps you to get all those feelings out, the feelings of negativity towards someone who is living or passed over, or can be towards a situation that's happened in your life. This is the way it works, folks. You look at someone who you have some negative emotion towards. Maybe you've got some anger, let's say. You sit down and you write them this letter. Now just know you're completely safe when you're doing this process because you're not going to send this letter to them, okay? You're simply going to do this for your own purpose to get your negative feelings out of you. So you start off by writing, "Dear so-and-so," whoever it's for. You get all of those emotions out of you, and you can even say those words you were taught as a child to never say. So what you're going to do is you're going to write all of it out, how you're feeling, what they made you feel like, and you know, when this happened or that happened. And you just write it out, you write out till you feel that you have finished the process. Now here's what happens, folks. I'm going to tell you right off, don't use a pencil. You want to use a pen, because if you're like me and you're getting anger out, you'll break a lot of leads in those pencils. So I strongly recommend that you all use a pen. That way you're going to save some time and have to keep changing the pencils. So what you do is you're writing all this out. Now do not reread it as you are, you know, writing it out. Just simply get the feelings out, sign it, date it, and then you right away you tear it up or you burn it. Okay, do not reread any part of it, because what you would be doing if you reread it is you're going to put it all back inside of you, and you don't want to do that. So what you're going to do is you're going to write it all out, you're going to get your feelings out, and then you're going to tear it up or you're going to burn it. And now what happens, you will find, is that after you go through this process, you're going to feel, you know, maybe a little bit lighter. Maybe you're feeling more at peace. Maybe you don't feel those shoulders as tight as much. So then you've done that. You go along your day or your evening, and then you may find a week later or a month later, you may find like, oh, I got these feelings coming up again, or deeper feelings or different negative feelings. So you go through the process all over again. What happens, this works the process like you're peeling an onion. You're peeling back layers of emotion till you get to the root. And as you go through this, it will be, you know, clearing you deeper and at deeper levels. I can tell you firsthand that this process works, because when I found out that I was married to a man for 16 years and he had a girlfriend for 14 of them, I had a lot of negative emotion in me, and I ended up writing this man 39 of these total truth letters, and it was very, very healing for me, very, very healing. So I really encourage you all to check that out. Now, the second tool I want to encourage you to check out is actually from one of my sponsors, Amaze Your Mind Labyrinths. This is a letting go process by using a labyrinth board. And what you're doing is you're putting your fingers on the board, and on these particular boards this company has made, there's different, maybe one big labyrinth, or there's a couple across from each other on this board, the labyrinths, or they're beside each other. And the one that I used in particular was a labyrinth where you traced the two labyrinths that were side by side on this board. You put out an intention of what you want to change or release in your life. So I wanted to put it to test, and I was at an event, and I thought, you know, I'm open to whatever, and I put the intention out that I wanted to release anything that wasn't working in my life that was perhaps holding me back. So what I did was I traced, and I did this process. I came home, and to the same time that I traced, I received an email. And in this email, I received an email from somebody who, it wasn't right, our relationship in our life, and they had said in this email that they were releasing me from their life. And that was really a powerful tool. I didn't have to get into any conflict with them. It was just the universe and shifting the energy that worked through this board. It is such an amazing tool. I really encourage you all to check this out. And for more details, to learn more, go to my website, AskSueLondon.com. You click on my radio show page, and there you will see a list of the sponsors. And the sponsor that has this, these details, these boards, is amazing. Amaze Your Mind Labyrinth. So check that out, and all that will take you right into their site. Now, I want to thank my guest today, Chaney Weiner, for helping us to manage our emotions to have more wealth. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Next week on Get Inspired Radio, my guest is Saskia Roel. Next week, Saskia and I will inspire you to have faith in your life. So on behalf of my guest, Chaney Weiner, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you next week, same time. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.